Liu Xiaoying, China. It all started in 1972 when she found the first little girl left to die in the trash. Lying there with no hope to survive, she took her home and raised her as one of her own. Watching her grow and become stronger gave us such happiness, and I realized I had a real love of caring for children, said Xiaoying. Liu Xiaoying is a Chinese woman living in the rural countryside in eastern Zhejiang province. Her home is a humble hovel, its small yard littered with debris and recyclables. A little boy of 7 plays in the yard. Liu lived in that home with her husband Lin until he passed away more than 20 years ago. All their working lives, Liu and her husband made a living scavenging the village trash for recyclables. It was a tough, backbreaking way of life, trudging through the streets and sifting through other people's often filthy and smelly discards. Over the years, they picked up 30 abandoned babies from the trash heap. Of the 30 foundlings they saved, the couple kept 4 babies to raise themselves and the rest they gave away to friends and relatives. They have one biological child, a woman, who is now past 50 years old. When Liu is 82 and already a widow, she saved one more baby from the trash. She said, "Even though I was already getting old, I could not simply ignore the baby and leave him to die in the trash. He looked so sweet and so needy. I had to take him home with me. My older children all helped look after Zhang Qilin. I named him after the Chinese word for rare and precious." Since 1978, the Chinese Communist government enforced, with few exceptions, its one-child policy in its draconian efforts to curb population growth and ease the strain on its resources. Families are prevented from having more than one child under pain of penalty. Those who abide by the rule are given bonuses and incentives. Boys are preferred in Chinese culture, so couples who want a son feel compelled to throw away infant girls. It is claimed that the policy prevented the birth of 400 million babies. Certain rural parts of the country allow couples to have a second child if the firstborn is a girl, but many parents feel pressured to produce an heir and end up abandoning the females. If the second child is also a girl, no more children are allowed. It is extremely rare to find a family that has 2 sons. Infanticide of guilt children is still a problem in rural areas, but it is rare in cities, where children are usually abandoned but not killed. I realized if we had strength enough to collect garbage, how could we not recycle something as important as human lives? Says Liu Xiaoying. In 2012, one of Liu's adopted daughters, 33-year-old Zhang Juju, said that despite her mother's extreme poverty, she always tried to provide the best life possible for the children she rescued. "I don't have many days left, but what I want to see most of all is for 7-year-old Culling to go to school. That way, even after I'm gone, there will be no regrets left in my life," Liu told Xinhua, the Chinese state-run news agency, from her hospital bed. Liu was suffering from kidney failure. Despite pain and impending death, she looked beautiful in repose. Her eyes sparkled with joy. A calm peacefulness etched in her face. In 2012, she was 88 years old. In the local community, she is well-known and well-respected for her work with the abandoned babies. She is a local hero. Someone said of her, "She is shaming to governments, schools and people who stand by it and do nothing. She has no money or power, but she saved children from death or worse." An online fundraising effort was started to help offset Liu's hospital bills, and an elementary school in Liu's hometown has offered to take young Culling in, at subsidized rates. "This is the last wish of Liu, and we must help her achieve it," Jinhua City Primary School's principal Zhang Fangsao, who said he was extremely moved by Liu's story, told 19Liu.com. China may have relaxed its social engineering policy for the time being, perhaps realizing the inadvertent negative effects on their society and culture over the long term. But millions of innocent souls have been affected in the path to socio-political control. However, there are some stories that need to be told again and again, and this is one of them. There are some heroes who live amongst us. Those few who do not need a cape but fly with the power of a heart of gold. Money goes a distance, but a heart full of compassion and a will to act finds paths where there are none. You are listening to WoW World of Women by Magnum Opus Tribe.com. Copyright Magnum Opus Tribe by APK.